Our guests today from the Encourage Community Foundation are Heather McKellips and Gus Mancuso. And we are going to be talking about the Blueprints program. And I guess, to summarize it, Heather, it's a new way of looking at economic development?
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. It's a really kind of unique professional development program for our some key institutions in our community. And we are trying something new and different to help our institutions think about just new ways of doing economic development, but at the base of this whole program is really about them working together and building relationships amongst themselves.
Okay, so how does this work, or describe Blueprints?
Okay, well, it's a 25-month program, and we started our first sessions back in September of 2015, and the design is 8 months of our curriculum that is provided to the participants. And then the remaining time is left for technical assistance that they may need, because each institution or participating organization will produce a project or work towards a project. And the ultimate goal would be that one of these projects, and it's in line with the work that they already do, would be financed and come to fruition. The key, though, is these projects are really support the community priorities that were surfaced by our community in 2012. So it's a really great way to build on what's already been done in our community.
So how did it come about? Was this a grant program, or was this something new that you came up with?
It is a partnership with the USDA,
okay.
And it was... It really comes out of the need for rural communities to think differently. And they offered a grant opportunity that we took advantage of, and leveraging the lessons learned that we've had through our workforce development efforts over the past 10 years, as well as our most recent learnings from Tribune, and how we could take them and help infuse them into this curriculum, which has been designed not only with our local Encourage expertise, you know, on the ground thinking and what's going on, but also then we have a bunch of national experts, experts in impact investing, experts in adaptive leadership skills, experts around network building, and looking at all to integrate into one curriculum based on four training tracks.
Okay, so it's a learning program as much as a way to come up with new ideas. And I was thinking about, you mentioned the Tribune building. The Tribune building project was unique you got the community together, and there were a variety of different disciplines that came to the table, a lot of different people that came to the table, talked it out, got creative, and came up with the plan that is now being implemented. So is this going to be something similar along that line?
Yeah, a lot of the same learnings. So if we look at, you know, we purchased the Tribune building with the intent that there would be a new way of doing business as far as the entrepreneurial spirit that we were going to encourage and foster. And we have a view of bringing people together and the power of those relationships being built and those collective ideas coming together. And then also, I would say from Encourage's lens, you know, recognizing that a different type of financing model for this building was going to be necessary. All those lessons learned went into forming the four curriculum tracks that are in the Blueprints program. One is how we can do, grow the local economy, different ways of building on local, economic development. Adaptive leadership. We've done training. Gus and I actually do this out in the community now, but have been going on for over 10 years, of the importance of relationships, trust, and how we can, as a community and individuals, approach complex problems in a way that there aren't easy answers, and how it takes the collective wisdom through that. Another track is impact investing, recognizing that traditional financing models are not always going to work, and that you might have to look at different ways of financing, and how, more probably most important, is how can we as a community learn more about how we can put our dollars in our own community. right? So how we can invest those locally to build up on the capitals that we have here in our community. And then the last one that we've learned through the Tribune building process is how do we authentically engage everyone's voice and ideas to come to a better outcome. And so our key institutions that are participating are looking at ways that they can continue to build on that, those lessons learned.
Okay, so that leads into my my question. How will this build on or involve things like or Minister of Commerce, Workforce Central, and everything else? How does that build on this?
Well, there's a lot of complementing, I would say.
Okay.
So, for example, the six organizations that are participating are representatives from the city of Wisconsin Rapids. We have representatives from the Wood County. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority, members from the YMCA, Central Rivers Farm Shed, and then we have a team because from the very inception of this program, it was going to be a co-learning experience where we would, as an institution, learn from and with all the other organizations. As all members of this community and this institutions, we have a lot that we are, we have a common goal, the shared place, and how we can learn from each other to build on that knowledge.
Gus, you've facilitated a lot of different conversations like this on blueprints, and what will it do for the community going forward? Like Heather's been talking about, we're doing a lot of this. How does it build on what we've been doing?
I think it builds on the fact that we've learned, as Heather mentioned, lots of lessons, one of them being around the adaptive leadership piece that we've been talking about. It's a new way of looking at leadership. It doesn't mean that the previous ways or the previous models of leadership were wrong or are wrong. It's just that it's a combination of knowledge around a certain situation, being in the old paradigm, the leader had knowledge, and now the adaptive leadership model really values the voice of others, relationships, building relationships that are based on trust and transparency, in which the best answer for the community is going to be the right one. It's about having, as Heather mentioned, a shared understanding and a shared belief in this place, that we're all connected to this place that we call home, and that the best answer is in the collective wisdom of the group. And as Heather's mentioned, the sustainable pieces of this work after the 20 months that the process is going to be taking place in, it's going to be, as we've learned in the last 10 years, those relationships, if they are built on a respect and a trust and a shared understanding, will be sustainable. They will be continuing in the future. It won't be people working necessarily as much as they've been working in silos or individual institutions. It's a communal approach. And I use the collaborative versus competitive model about how we want to solve problems and how we want to look at issues. And I think that that's indicative of our entire country. It's how can we look at things in a shared understanding and be true to our values of what it is that we want to accomplish. I don't think anybody that ever comes to any kind of a meeting or at the Tribune Building is there because they have a negative intent. We all want to make this place better, and the only way we're going to make it better is by getting together, talking about how we see the community moving forward, and then working together to find the best solution. And Heather mentioned that there's going to be a tremendous amount of opportunity for people to share their assets and to share, to help others maybe what they don't know. And this is what's really going to be neat about the long-term effectiveness.
Okay, so we're talking about and sustainability. That's the key word there, because that's after what this community has gone through with the paper industry.
Right.
People want a model, an economic development model that's sustainable and can continue to provide jobs and opportunities in the future.
And these kinds of opportunities will provide maybe locations, maybe projects that will allow people to be invested in the community economically around their assets. So I don't want to necessarily divert from the blueprints piece here. It's just that we've learned in the Tribune building that there are a lot of people with a lot of knowledge and a lot of assets in this community. By the community, we've got to find places to bring those people together and work together, and these projects can be one more way that we can do that. The mayor talks about all the time about diversifying our economies, and this is one of the ways that we can do it, is by working together to find ways that we haven't thought about yet that could be very, very sustainable in the future.
Okay, yeah, you, in the community, and maybe resources you didn't realize you had through this process, I would think. And so it's going to be... how did this model come about, the Blueprints program itself? You said USDA was the grant, or had the grant?
Well, we applied for a grant with the USDA. This model is new. We are creating it. We have created it with a team of local and national experts that put our collective heads together and looking at, again, you know, the lessons learned that we have that opportunity to build off of 10 years of experience in doing this type of work, you know, thinking about doing things differently in our community, and then taking that knowledge with national expertise and creating this new model, I hate to say an approach. And I will say it's very exciting to hear national experts who are on the design team say, no one else is doing this. And, you know, we're not saying we're doing it perfectly, and we've been very transparent with our participants that, you know, we're going to learn from this, and we're going to make course corrections, and we are going to modify as it makes sense, but as a co-learner with them, and that's just as exciting. But the fact that there is no other anywhere, is really exciting, and I think our participants are enjoying the process, but also a great contributor to what this is going to look like in the end.
Gus Mancuso and Heather McKellips are here. We're talking about their Blueprints program, and you mentioned this is underway now.
It's
a learning effort. It's an effort to look at community and economic development in a different collaborative way.
Mm-hmm.
So where did it start, what's going to be happening in the future?
Okay. Well, it started with the grant submission to USDA, but we recognized early on that USDA was going to be a partner with us on this and a great partner to have, and it would take time because this is a new program, that it would take time to build this curriculum and build it in a way that would respond to our participants and to make sure that we had the institutions on board. So it started really in the beginning of 2015. We did in June of 2015, we did a launch just to kind of announce it, make sure everyone was clear about what was involved with this. It is a 25-month program, so we need to make sure everyone was bought into it.
2 years.
That's a commitment. But the official is September, and we do 2 days a month, starting in September, and then our last curriculum day will be May, but it really is just the beginning because in this part, with the formal curriculum, we get new financing, models, we get, technical and adaptive skill development, learning about network building, a lot of different pieces that either people have and can build on or new to them. And what happens over the next is called the technical assistance period, and that's where, depending on the work that they're doing, they will have different degrees of TA that they will want, and that would help move their project along on the focus area that they're working on. And that will be very individual to the organization.
Okay. Now, where do you hold these meetings? Are you at the campus, Mid-State, or where?
You know, we've tried to move it around. We've tried different areas in our different spaces in our community to move it around and based on what's available, and we've tried some different places out.
Is there during this process and this curriculum, is there going to be a portion of a time where you go out and try to get the public's input on this?
That's a great job. 5 months session was just on discerning demand. What is the demand in our community for whatever project area that they're looking at? And I would say that each organization has a different thing that they're working on, although there may be crossover. And so the charge for each of the organizations was to go out and have conversations with the people that could help inform that demand. So it could be talking with the local, find out what's the demand for housing in our community. It could be the YMCA is a participant. They may be going to their members, whoever they see as most helpful in informing the demand.
Okay, well, you mentioned housing, and the city of Wisconsin Rapids just has been getting conducting a housing survey of all the communities in the area. I would think once that information is put together, that would be of value to your study.
Yes, some of the participants in the city are using that as a part of the way to determine demand. Yeah, so they're acutely aware of that and looking at how that information can help them in their decisions.
Okay, so as we go forward through this 2 months, what would you hope at the end you will have?
You mean the 2 years?
I mean 2 years and 2 months and 2 years.
I don't want the participants thinking.
No, I mean 2 years. I misspoke. 2 years. What would you hope after 25 months you will have?
Well, I have a couple of different hopes.
Okay.
So I hope that everyone's that's participating gets a new exposure to new and different ideas around some very technical skills like the financing models, looking at how we can develop deeper adaptive skills. So there's very technical pieces within the program. I would say another layer, though, is the relationships and networks that are being built amongst the groups that are participating will be huge as we look at new and different ways of doing economic development. All of the people that are participating in this program touch our economy, right? And we first that came out of the 2012 survey. Strong local economy was one of them. Openness to new ideas and change was another. Opportunities for young adults and families. All of them have the potential, right, to do work and work in ways that will attract and draw and keep our young adults and families here. And so my hope is that what comes out of here in 2 years is a shift in our culture, and that the culture is a new model of doing business around economic development.
Gus, is the key to creating that kind of a new culture. That can be tough. I mean, when you if you've been used to competitiveness, and now all of a sudden it's going to collaborativeness, how do you go about changing a culture? I mean, I would imagine it's getting everybody first off to the table and respecting everybody's idea.
I think you're exactly right, Carl. It's not a one-time event. I think it's a situation or it's a process that involves people working together over an extended period of time, solving problems together. And one of the things that we haven't talked about is resolving conflict or resolving issues when they come up or they look like it. How do we sit down in a room together and talk about it in a way that we can come up with a solution that helps everyone or at least a greater good? And I think that's one of my hopes for this long after, you know, we are involved with this. I think one of the challenges that we're going to have is we've got six organizations or institutions thinking about valuing certain things necessarily that maybe haven't been at the forefront of their workplace on a regular basis. And now we're going to be asking that outside ring of people, the institutional leaders beyond the group here that's working, to adjust and adapt and believe what they are learning as well. So it's going to take this longer period of time. And I think one of the things this opportunity has is to be replicating what we've done since 2000. We've been coming out of trying to establish a new identity for our community. And I think by all of us understanding that the model or the process today involves us all working together, it is not just one municipality. It's a region that has to be looked at. And that's the same kind of thing that we're asking people to do, is think about your assets collaboratively. What can you do collaboratively? Because that's going to be one of the huge sustainable learnings if people outside the ring accept that as well.
And then I would think another way to keep this sustainable, we have to make sure that as new leadership in these different organizations comes to the forefront. There's always a turnover in leadership of these organizations. They learn from this and implement it as well. Isn't that going to be a key thing too?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why this is more than an 8-month, you know, program. This is why it's spread out over time, because we know it takes time. And then also there is an expectation that the participants are taking this learning back into their organization, back to their boards, to help infuse that into their organization. To 4 to 5 people from an organization, it starts to get woven into the fabric of those organizations as well.
Okay, because that's going to be a key, I would think.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then I guess this could create some life, long-term partnerships, or new partnerships, or partnerships we can't even think of right now.
Exactly. Exactly. The relationships. And I would say just getting people in a room together, their common interests, and are learning things together in that process is a binding thing. It's something that will help form a relationship that is longer lasting.
What have you learned so far?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think I don't know if we've learned it as much as we have. It's been reaffirmed that relationships matter.
Okay.
That process, that it's not going to happen just because we had one meeting and we all walked out feeling good about it. It's going to be a long-term piece, and it's going to mean also compromise, give and take, and hopefully people are starting to understand when we talk about this idea of the greater good. What is the greater good for the community? How can we help as many people as possible, whatever it is? And more importantly, how can we use strategies and opportunities for people to really get authentically engaged so their voice is heard, so they feel better about our community and the direction it's going?
Okay, I guess to put a boa on this, how can the public and folks interested in this keep up with the development of the Blueprints curriculum?
We have on the Encourage section on there called Blueprints, and that will help inform and keep people updated about the organizations that are participating, about the curriculum tracks that we have that are part of the program. And, you know, I would hope that our participants are talking about it. So if you hear someone mention Blueprints, ask them more.
Okay. Well, it sounds exciting and very interesting to keep an eye on. It's a continuing taking a look at it and reevaluating our community.
Yes.
And growing together, as it were. And I thank you for your time. And
thanks for having us.
And Carol. Okay, and keep us posted. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Morning Magazine.